From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Bring Back Our Girls campaign to rescue the kidnapped students in Nigeria came to Miami Gardens on Saturday. Reporter Salima Hussein was there.
A sea of green and white flooded Rolling Oaks Park in Miami Gardens on Saturday.
Our people in Miami to be very aware of the situation going on in Nigeria.
And that was Yucatella, a South Florida Nigerian and chief organizer of the rally. The event was the first to be organized by the Coalition of Concerned Nigerians in South Florida. Tella formed the group shortly after the kidnappings of more than 200 schoolgirls in Nigeria by the Boko Haram terrorist group.
It's really hurting us, even here in America. These people need to bring back our girls.
Adanma Osuji was one of more than 150 in attendance. She and most of the others were wearing green and white, the colors of the Nigerian flag. It helped unite members of the South Florida Nigerian community. Prayer also helps unite the community in their effort.
Of the mighty shall be taken
I
away.
Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Islam and Christianity are two of the major religions in Nigeria. In addition to prayer and Nigerian music, political and community leaders spoke at the event to raise awareness in South Florida. I'm Salima Hussein in Miami.
The 20th anniversary of the deaths of 41 Cubans trying to cross the Florida Straits is being remembered with a flotilla. The fatal incident occurred in July 1994. Survivors say Cuban Coast Guard vessels pursued them and repeatedly rammed their boat, spraying them with fire hoses and refusing to respond to cries for help. The Miami Democracy Movement, a Cuban exile group, says it plans to announce details this week for a commemoration in July. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Now we say hello to Paul Leary.